And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison. Yes, we're always working on your financial freedom. It is my absolute privilege to be joining you today. Friends, it's another great day to be a real estate investor. And what I want to talk about today are the rules for real estate investing. I'm going to share our three primary rules, but what I want to get into is a deeper discussion of the implied rules that come with that. What do I mean by implied rules? There's always implied rules with everything we do, every single responsibility we have, relationships, health, wealth, yes, real estate investing, you name it, there's always going to be implied rules, almost a subsection of the primary rules, if you will. Let's take something simple, driving, right? We're required by law not to drive in a reckless manner. You can get a ticket or possibly even go to jail for driving recklessly. The ticket will actually say reckless driving. I've never had one. Full disclosure, just throwing that out there, but I know it exists. The implied set of rules that go with reckless driving could mean no tailgating, no driving on the shoulder, no road rage, don't cross the yellow lines, weaving in and out of traffic. You see it, on and on. There's a ton of implied rules that go with no reckless driving. It opens the door to that entire subset of implied rules. Implied rules are everywhere, and we have those within real estate investing. I'm going to get into those later in the show. Stick with me. Let's change gears a sec first. Just think about what can happen in a short amount of time. From 2013 to 2017, I purchased 11 single-family properties, single-family rental properties using the Lifestyles Unlimited model. That's why we always say you need to get started today, right? When's the best time to plant a tree 30 years ago? When's the next best time? Today. Same with real estate investing. In a short amount of time, my little single-family portfolio had a net value of over $2 million. Now, how did I spend $2 million to buy those single-family properties? Lord, no. I was in those properties for less than $400,000 out of pocket. But the portfolio value was $2 million and growing, all working in my favor. Those properties made me a millionaire. It was unrealized. And if the American dream is to be a millionaire, I'll share that $1 million really isn't a ton of money today. But I was a millionaire on paper. How incredible is that? Just an everyday guy. I didn't grow up in the wealthiest of families, that's for sure. I was raised by a single mom after the age of 10 years old. When I was in college, I sold hemoglobin out of my arm for money so I can go get a sandwich or something to eat. I did odd jobs starting at the age of 12 in my neighborhood. My mom would Xerox flyers for me and I'd go stick them in mailboxes. If you needed some cleanup, if you needed your yard mowed, you needed some weeds pulled, you needed help moving something, clearing out a garage, I was there. Anything I could do for a little bit of money, I enjoyed it. By the time I was 15, I was fully employed. Now, am I whining about my younger years? Absolutely not. They shaped me. But I had become, at last, a millionaire. And it was just the beginning, my friends. And it was all done in a very short amount of time from 2013 to 2017. Now, did 30 years of work of W-2 income make me a millionaire? No. Over 20 of those years in corporate America? No. I learned a very difficult lesson in life. I learned I could not save my way to wealth. I had to invest my way to wealth. And that's what we mean. One of our rules, you can't get rich slow. That's exactly what we mean. You can't take the 40 or 50 year path and bank on the what if, bank on the maybe. This is the difference that we talk about all the time. The difference between saving your way to wealth versus investing your way to wealth. Now, what else can happen in just 4 years? Well, let's take the state of the United States, right? the state of the economy. Sadly, the U.S., the average American citizen went from the greatest surplus of personal savings in 2020 to the greatest amount of personal debt all time in just 4 years. The personal savings rate in 2020 reached a peak of 33.8% in April of 2020. These are the Fed's numbers, okay? These, I'm not making these up or just pulling them out of thin air. Yeah, I know we had a pandemic and people weren't spending money, but there was a silver lining to that. Our savings maxed out 33.8% of savings in April of 2020. That's amazing. What is it today? As of mid-2024, personal savings rate has decreased to about 3.4%. I will argue that things got very, very expensive in a very short amount of time, and people are having to dip into their savings to cover those cost. We have a record high debt today. American households carry almost $18 trillion in debt. That's as of Q2 2024. That averaged out per household's over $100,000. Sure, a lot of that's mortgage debt, but let's talk about bad debt. The average credit card balance is over $10,000 per household as of the first quarter of 2024. So total debt right now is at an all-time high. And that is according to the Federal Reserve. You know what else is at an all-time high? Car repossessions are at an all-time high. We're in a time right now that is extremely financially difficult for millions upon millions of people in this country. If you're not a real estate investor, you should be. That's why Lifestyles Unlimited is here. We can teach you. Check us out. We have a free workshop online. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. And there you can see what we do and how we do it, and more importantly, why we do it. Within our investing, there are rules that we follow. We follow these rules so we don't get hurt. And within those rules, there's a subset of rules that I've developed over the last 13 years as a real estate investor. But personal debt and everyday expenses are growing at an unprecedented rate. Am I immune to the pain? Absolutely not. My electric bills are at an all-time high. My water and gas bills are at an all-time high. Is my usage up? No. It's equal or even less than previous years. What changed? Friends, inflation. Inflation changed everything. Rates are way up. Auto insurance is up. Property insurance, property tax, groceries, gas, goods and services, health care, on and on. You can't go to the average restaurant and have dinner for two. Nothing extravagant. A couple of drinks, maybe an appetizer. And I guarantee once you tip the person that brought you your meal, you're going to be over $100, maybe a little over $100, maybe just under, but it's crazy expensive compared to what it was 4 years ago. But you know what else is up? Real estate investors' net worth are up. My real estate cash flow is up. Rents at our properties now, they're not going up as fast as they used to. Times are tough. We can't get the large scale bumps unless it's a value play on a property that we used to go that you can get the big bumps unless it's a value. But all in all, rents are trickling up. And rents are going up because the cost to operate our properties is up. It's a simple economic equation. You know what enables me to help my family through these tough times financially? You know what does it? Passive income. Thank God for passive income. Passive income from my real estate investments. If it was not for passive income, I would be right there in the same boat as millions upon millions of people would be struggling financially, that I know many of you are dealing with. Members of my own family are hurting. Where's it end? I don't know. This might just be the beginning. But am I going to bury my head in the sand? No. I'm going to continue to invest in real estate. I'm going to continue to grow my cash flow. I'm going to invest for more passive income. I keep buying more real estate. Now, when I buy that real estate, I follow a set of very specific rules that I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited. These are rules that were developed by people way smarter than me, way before me, and they were passed down. And they're there to enable you not to get hurt. And the rules, we have three primary rules. They're very simple. Rule one, never lose money. Rule two, must cash flow. Rule three, you can't get rich slow. Now, you may think you know what those rules mean, but I want to explain them on a deeper level. Let's take never lose money. Imagine investing day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out, and never losing money in that investment. Would you be able to build great wealth? Absolutely, you would. When done properly, you'll never lose money in real estate. Now, have I invested improperly in the past? Sure. I lost 17% in one of my investments. One investment. What went wrong? Fear of missing out. FOMO. I had it. I was in a hurry. I had money in my pocket, and I rushed. I did not fully vet the lead. 100% my fault. This lead, looking back, was in over his head. He was stubborn. He didn't take advice from mentors. He was an egomaniac. He had no people skills. He treated the apartment staff at the apartment community that we all went in and purchased. He treated them poorly. And what happened? He was forced to sell the apartment. He learned real quick, as the saying goes. Now, I don't know if this guy quit Lifestyles Unlimited or was asked to move on. It was years ago. I don't care. It doesn't matter. He's gone. Now, the rest, have I invested and never lost money? Yes, many, many times. You know what all the investments where I never lost money? You know what all those investments, I'm talking every investment in my life, the ones that never lost money, you know what they have in common? They're real estate. Now, that wasn't true in the stock market. Did I lose money in the stock market? Sure. Do most people lose money in the stock market and never even realize they're losing money? Yep. But they just look at their investment on an annual basis. They get their statement at the end of the year and they go, we're up 7%. I want you to drill deeper than that. Is every single mutual fund that you own within your stock market portfolio, were they all up? No. Was every single stock within that mutual fund up? I will tell you, no. Some were up and some were down, and you just happen to have a little bit ahead. But in real estate, I've only lost once. All my others, and that was my fault. All my others made money. They grew my net worth. Now let's take rule number two. Must cash flow. What does that mean? Well, here's an example. Some people buy real estate, and this is a massive mistake. They buy it for the promise of future equity. And so they don't think about the cash flow on a monthly basis. You need to have positive cash flow. There are people that actually think it's okay to have negative cash flow because they're banking on some pie in the sky future date saying, well, we're going to sell this property in 10 years and it's going to be worth twice as much as we bought it. But in the meantime, they have negative cash flow. We do not teach that. We do not recommend it. That is the wrong way. We don't invest for appreciation. It's there. But if that's your sole reason for investing, that's wrong. If you have negative cash flow on a property, where's that money coming from? It's coming out of your pocket. Do not subsidize your investment. More on the rules of investing to follow.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa appreciates having mentors who have her back.
Having the faith to move forward, and y'all have everything provided. I could call a mentor and say, hey, I don't know what to do. Someone is always there to guide you. I have backup.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join now for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. You can reach me via email, askmike@luinc.com, luinc.com. I'm here to help. If there's a show topic you want to hear, send me an email. You got a question, send me an email. If I can get it on the show, I will. Now, I'm a real estate investor in both single-family properties and apartment communities. I began 13 years ago. I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for 11 years and have developed a really nice portfolio that I continue to grow each and every year. I'm invested in four states. Imagine that. You don't have to just invest in your backyard. And I'll talk about that in a little bit, part of the implied rules of investing. But I'm doing our primary rules right now. And rule number two, if you missed the last segment, must cash flow. Quite simply, it's not an investment if it doesn't have positive cash flow. Now, there's some things out there that people think are investments and they don't have cash flow. I want you to take a hard look at those items because they don't have cash flow. What am I talking about? Well, your personal home. How much did your personal home pay you last month? I can tell you mine. I paid it. I paid quite a bit. There's always maintenance, property taxes, insurance, which is, continues to just go up and up and up. So your personal home, that's an expense. How about that college fund? Is that an investment or it's sitting there ready to get spent? It's not paying you, not paying you at all. Gold, crypto, your stock portfolio. You think your stock market portfolio is an investment? No, it's not an investment. It's a glorified savings account. It's a very specific way to save money. Same thing with your IRA, your 401k, your new car. A lot of people think they go out and get that platinum F-250 for $85,000 and I'm going to keep this truck forever. It's an investment. No, it's not. You're paying for it. It's going to depreciate over time. That home remodel that you just did on your personal home, you redid the kitchen, you added a swimming pool, you bought a boat. Those are not investments, my friends, but you're doing it because you enjoy it. I'm not saying don't do those things. Just understand those are not investments. Rule three of our primary rules, you can't get rich slow. That's the third rule. At first, I really didn't understand what that meant when I was in the first time I attended our financial freedom seminar, which is a 16-hour engagement over a weekend, 8 hours on Saturday, 8 hours on Sunday. Absolutely fantastic, where we did a deep dive in how to properly invest in real estate. And we go through these rules and we go through some of the implied rules that come with them. But I didn't really understand it. I understand it now. What it really means is to remain active, to remain engaged, to be vigilant over your portfolio. Track every investment. You need to know when to sell or when to refi, right? Don't get comfortable. You got to be engaged and involved. In single family home investing, year one is fantastic. Year one is great. Typically, it's over 100% return when you think of the five ways that we make money investing in real estate. What really pops that year one investment as a percentage is that equity capture. Now, if you're doing this right, if you're thinking like a millionaire and you put $40,000 in a home as your down payment and you made $40,000 on the equity capture, well, year one, that's 100% return. But year two, what happens? Do you have $40,000 in that property? No, you have $80,000 in that property. Go ahead and add your 3% or 5% appreciation on top of that. As the home grows in value, your returns as a percentage of what you put into that continue to go down annually. As your equity grows annually, right? Mortgage pay down, appreciation, as that equity grows, your returns go down. You will soon be in the single digit returns if you hold on to that property for a long time. So that's why you need to understand you can't get rich slow. You're slowing down, right? You need to know when it's time. You got to know when to hold them and you got to know when to fold them, as the song goes. So you need to understand that time. I have some apartment investments that will most likely be selling in the next several months to a year. Two are for sale now, and it's going to be a big chunk of money that comes my way. What do I need to do? I need to put that money back into more investments, right? It comes out of my total portfolio value. Now I've got it in the form of cash, right? Not in the form of an actual property. I need to reinvest that into something else. So I expect my next 12 months to be busy, and I'll be reinvesting for cash flow, right? You can't get rich slow. You got to just boom, 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 continue to build it. You know what's slow is trying to save your way for 40 or 50 years to some pie in the sky. Well, I'll be rich when I'm 65. I'll be rich when I'm 75. Well, your body's broken. What good is that? You want that money when you're younger so you can breathe in the zest of what a beautiful life has to offer. And people say money isn't everything, but I'll tell you, money provides the means to focus on what's important in life, right? Peace, love, joy, health, wealth, and happiness. Now, I shared the three primary rules. I've got a subset of rules. There's always a subset of rules implied in everything we do. Let's get into these. I've got one. You can't just stop at one investment. Okay, one's a start, right? If you have zero now, and by the end of the year, you're at one, that's great. That's awesome. But what's going to happen is you're going to get into that and you're going to see these advantages. You're going to see your life get purchased back one small little piece at a time, $200 or $300 a month. But it changes you mentally. You say, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. It was actually quite easy following the direction and education that Lifestyles Unlimited has. You're immediately going to go, I got to get another one. Like I mentioned earlier on the show, I purchased 11 properties in 3 years, and I don't even think I went that fast, okay? I was just taking them one at a time as I went along. Now, I don't want you to get in a hurry. I discuss that later on. Do not get in a hurry. But you can't just stop at one. Diversify geographically, right? Don't pin yourself to one area. I did that. I said, I want to be within 20 miles of my house. And as I got more comfortable and did more, my investments spread out. I have investments in four different states. So I'm in multiple regions geographically. I'm in multiple economic areas that are all different, that I'm in multiple types of apartment communities and different types of houses and they're all different. So yes, you can diversify within real estate. I don't want you to pin yourself down and say, I'm only investing here. Don't do that. You can start there, but open your eyes. It's a big country. There's a lot of great places to invest. All right, continuing on with these rules, understand your tolerance for control. Control is very, very important. It's one of the aspects of real estate that I absolutely love. When I owned my single family properties, I had total control over my investment. When you invest in the stock market, the IRA, or the 401k, you have no control. You may think you have control. Mike, I can click here and sell this and invest in that. But you're not controlling those investments. You don't know what's driving that investment manager. There may be a spiff to buy some particular stock at a certain level that this person's getting paid on behind the scenes, and that's driving your manager's motivation, but it may or may not necessarily be good for you. You have no control of those. In real estate, if you own and self-manage, you have 100% total control, whether it's a single family property or a small apartment property. Now, understand this, if you don't want to self-manage, you're going to, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing, right? If you have a property manager, makes sense, you're okay with it, but understand that you are giving some aspect of control to another entity. Now, when we invest passively in multifamily properties, do I have control? No. I have some control, but essentially I've handed off most control to that lead investor. But I have a little piece of it, and I do have the ability to vote, and sometimes it comes into play to vote on certain issues that come up, and we're involved. We get together as passives, and we do vote a certain way at times. Another implied rule is it's not your home, it's your investment. Where did I learn that? My GC taught me this on my very first property within Lifestyles Unlimited, buying the distressed home. That was difficult for me because the house was really tore up, and it was hard for me to overcome that. And my GC literally taught me, he's like, Mike, it's not your home, it's your investment. Now, there's a standard level of rehab you will do within your investments, and you will bring that rehab up to what makes sense within the neighborhood, right? Remember that single family properties are valued on price per square foot. You can have crown molding and the nicest wood floors there are in the most modern smart home system in a $200,000 house. But if everything else around there doesn't have all that, you're not going to be able to sell your property for any more than the average square foot of that. So it's not your home, it's your investment. Don't fall in love with the rehab over your rental property. Stop watching those. Well, don't stop watching those shows. I know the fixer shows. I enjoy watching those. But understand that this is an investment. It's not your home. So don't go over the top. Best product, best price, what makes sense in the neighborhood. Personally, I have developed an additional set of rules over the years. What are those? Number one, if you're investing passively in multifamily apartment communities, very, very important. Vet the lead. Know that lead. Make sure they have the skill set to do what is laid out within that business plan. And be honest to yourself. Are these serious people? Do they have business and communication skills? Is this type of person, and this was passed on to me from a super passive investor that I respect very much, and she told me, she said, Mike, I won't invest with somebody that I couldn't go sit down and have dinner with. I need to know, basically have that good, comfortable feeling with that person. You know what I'm talking about? Would you spend 3 hours with this person and be okay and have great conversation and everything is flowing smoothly? Yes or no? Your gut will tell you a lot of times. So vet the lead. Do not rush. I have rushed into investments in the past because the money was burning a hole in my pocket along the way. Not the best move. Don't be in a hurry. Do not gamble when you invest. Buying for appreciation only is gambling. If you know somebody that's doing that, you can tell them Mike Harrison said you are gambling. So do not gamble within your investments. And that's why I don't invest in the stock market. I think it's the biggest gamble outside of Las Vegas. Don't make desperate decisions at all. Get desperation out of there. If you're making a desperate decision, I had to back out of a house and it cost me $5,000 because I had to pay basically the wholesaler fee of $5,000. And I'm sitting there and the cash flow, once we got the real rehab numbers on the deal, just wasn't working for me. I had to kiss that $5,000 goodbye, but I didn't make a desperate decision and try to force it and say, oh, it'll appreciate over time and the rents will go up over time and it'll be great. Nope, I'm out. Do not make desperate decisions. Understand the lending, especially if you're investing passively. Is it a fixed loan, a bridge loan, interest only? Is it an assumed loan? What are the risks that come along with that? There are some lessons that we've learned over the last 2 years. Personally, I don't invest more than 10% of my net worth with any one lead investor. Now, there's lead investors that I absolutely adore. They have a business skill set that is excellent, and they do a fantastic job. But again, I'm diversifying my portfolio. So if I have more, I don't want more than 10% of my net worth in play with any particular one lead at any one time. It's personal to me. You may or may not choose to follow that. It doesn't matter. You have to pick rules for you to follow. Now, I don't want to invest in any blue states. That's me. I'm not saying that in Illinois or New York or California that people aren't making money in real estate. I'm not saying that at all. This is personal to me. I believe wholly that the leaders of any particular area need to be pro-business, they need to understand that, and they need to respect property rights. And so blue states, look, this is a big country. I don't have to invest there. Same thing with blue cities. Cities can change over time. Now, if you take somewhere like Dallas, okay, Dallas, Texas, great place. I'm not saying don't invest in Dallas, but I don't invest in Dallas. But there's all these little communities all over Dallas. There's Arlington, Farmers Branch, North Richland Hills, Keller, Southlake, Coppell. There's 30 others that are fantastic. Again, me personally, okay, I like to limit my coastal exposure to 10% or less of my net worth. Do I love the coast? Absolutely. I grew up on the coast. Fantastic place. But what happens on the coast? You get hurricanes, you get storms. And so if you have 50% of your net worth tied up in Galveston, Texas, and a big five comes into Galveston, well, that's a lot of money that's going to be sitting on the sidelines until the insurance is figured out. So those are just personal rules to me. Until next week, I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.